Are you tired of using Google Drive or Dropbox to send files to clients? Well, never get burned again with FilePass. I love and use FilePass exclusively for sending files to my clients. It's a cloud file sharing website specifically made by engineers for engineers. It's absolutely amazing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/FilePass to check out the full feature list and subscribe today. Never lose another dime to burned projects. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show. Hola, mi amigos! Bienvenido to the Mixing Music Podcast! With my special guest, the Latino Santa Claus!
Oh,
what is it? ¿Dónde está Santa Claus?
I don't...
Where is Santa Claus?
I don't even know
on
this one.
Christmas Eve, mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? I was the sleeping. Anyway.
Oh, like, I think DK just out-Latinoed me.
I mean, looks-wise, we're already there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny because, like, anytime people are like, wait, you said your partner was Japanese? They're like, yeah. I was like, oh, sorry, I forgot to mention. He looks more Mexican than I do. So if you ever see him, he does not look Japanese.
That's correct.
I also do not look, well, Mexican.
Imagine, I can go. Anyway, so that was the first time we did that. I thought that was special because this is the holiday Christmas episode. So you're listening to this the day after Christmas. If you're listening to this the day it came out, it came out on the 26th, the day after Christmas. We are recording this on Christmas Day. I mean,
In LA,
on Christmas Day, we are recording this. So you should just feel guilty that you have pressured me and Lou to record this episode instead of hanging out with. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It is the 18th.
I was supposed to be with my children.
Recording this a week before the episode released. What? This is a good episode. We're going to do two back-to-back episodes that we're going to record today and then release them on a schedule. So the next one we're going to record is a New Year's episode. So this episode is about how you should take a break.
Yep.
And sometimes take life slow and just enjoy the moment to be present with your family and friends, whatever you need to do. Get focused.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next episode is about get your fucking ass in line. We're
back
about
to
work hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
if you haven't set
one,
some goals before that episode, you probably should.
Yeah, this is like a yin and yang type thing here.
Yeah.
So, which by the way, I do know that it's not pronounced yin and yang.
It's pronounced Lou Moreno.
I do.
Just get it straight, okay? I understand my symbol's been plastered everywhere, but
okay,
it's not yin and yang. It's Lou Moreno.
It's DK and Lou. Anyway, we are in this episode together. What was I gonna say? we are doing this Christmas episode. So in all this, we could go like the whole Christian Christmas, the symbolism of Christ being born type thing, but instead we're gonna make it a little bit more universal and talk about the importance of what you suggested, which is spending time with family. We can even go into the importance of giving, removing self, and the importance of taking a break.
Yeah.
Taking a break, getting a good rest.
How many times has your family, friends, or anybody called and been like, yo, do you mind like not being busy this weekend? We want to hang out.
Yeah. I mean, do it for yourself.
Yeah.
We'll start off with this idea. I do this thing. We do vacations. We all do vacations differently. I like to do a long vacation once a year or every other year.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually do it in Japan for 4 weeks, and I'm doing it this June. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when I'm in Japan, what the goal is to do nothing and to get bored.
Yeah.
And so by the time I get back, I am so invigorated with the desire to do something productive that I am on fucking fire for 2 years.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. You know how it is. We always talk about like boundaries as well.
Mm-hmm.
How you need to make space. It's not, you don't want to be motivated and burn really bright and then all of a sudden just like burn out and then burn really bright and burn out. You want to have a consistent flame. And the way to do that is through boundaries and not taking on work that you know, you want to love 100% of your clients.
Yeah.
By saying no to the ones you don't like working with, you know, standing up for yourself, being courageous. Anyway, Lou, why was this the topic that you want? When it comes to Christmas time, you're like, I was like trying to think of other episodes.
So
we're going to talk about baby Jesus. And then you're like, nah, let's talk about resting. And I'm like, now I know, like, what's on your mind?
So honestly speaking, I guess this is kind of public info at this point. Like, so recently we had like two deaths in my family, right? And it kind of, it's not about like death or anything like that, right? But it makes you kind of really think about something.
It's literally
which is
about
like,
birth, actually.
Yeah, right. No, but it's one of those where it's like, you kind of like, when you go to a funeral, it's obviously like a sad event, right? But then one thing a lot of people forget to look at is like, yo, look how much family you have. Look at all the aunts, uncles, cousins, everything that kind of pull up that's in your neighborhood, if they're all in your neighborhood, so to speak. But ask yourself, honestly speaking, like, how much have you really hung out with your friends and family in the last year? And the one time usually people want to get together is around this time of year. It's usually when most people try to take a break, try to take a vacation, go back home, go see family, all that kind of stuff. And it's one of those things that if you're in LA like we are, a lot of people from LA are, or in LA, are not from LA. In fact, me and DJ Swish, YG's producer, we were talking about this the other day, where I did not know he was an LA native. And he didn't know I was an LA native. And we were just bonding over the idea of like how we get so motivated working with all these people from out of town. But we were also talking about how a lot of them have already left for the holidays to go spend time with their family. And how most people from LA don't actually do that because we're just down the street from our family anyways. We can see them any day. Right. So we have this constant notion of like, just keep working. Like the day of Christmas will come through and we'll just hang out then. Right. But some people will dedicate the entire month to go back to hang out with friends and family because of how important it is to just literally take that time. Go enjoy yourself. Go see your brother, cousin, sister, your best friend from high school and all that kind of stuff. Just go say hi to people and just kind of reground yourself and prepare yourself for the new year.
Yeah, I love that. I do think that life is like the purpose of life is to find happiness. I mean, no, okay, hold on. If we're being objective here, the purpose of life is to pass on our genetic code to the next generation.
I always thought it was about Pokemon.
But.
So does that mean you got to spit at people?
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Because I mean, that's one effective way of doing that.
But I will say that if you aren't happy, if you aren't at least in the process of trying to be happy, mm-hmm. then something is wrong. Yeah. Like whether you are religious or just really practical or whatever, doesn't matter. It's okay to be happy, and it's okay. And in order to be happy, I think that all comes from a sense of balance.
Yeah.
And as much as us, we love to work. We're natural workaholics. And we're blessed enough to do what we love for a living. Like that's super awesome. We can still get burnt out.
Yeah.
And we could still leave, like, as you said, leave friends in the dust, you know, and not on purpose.
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
Like, have you ever felt like it was a task to make plans to hang out with your friends?
Of course.
Why? Because we've just kind of put it to the back of our mind.
Oh, I was thinking more like because we are so busy, we have to schedule it.
Exactly. But think about it. Like, at what point did seeing your friends become the burden?
Oh, no, I was thinking the opposite. I thought that was the relief. So I have to schedule it.
Yeah, exactly. Most people forget to make that the relief. Some people see it as the burden because it takes time away from work, from opportunity. It's a opportunity cost where if you don't take the next opportunity, it's a loss at that point, right? So some people, at a certain point, it gets so dived into the work throughout their year that they forget to say, you know what, part of that opportunity cost is taking time for yourself.
I just want to be clear of what happened right now.
Sure.
I'm so healthy, apparently, that I just misunderstood what you said and couldn't understand. I'm so mentally well.
I cannot literally understand why that would be the burden.
Wait, well, yeah, I'm so fucking mentally well, dude. Yeah. Anyway, no, that's true. I remember it feeling like that in the past.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even the holidays. So it's interesting. In Japan,
mm-hmm.
Christmas is the day that you go out with your significant other. It's not the family day.
Yeah. See, I never knew this until anime.
Yeah. And then New Year's is the holidays where you spend time with family, where it's like the exact opposite in America, right? Also in Japan, we have Christmas cake and KFC. That's because that's what they think Americans do, is that on Christmas, you have Christmas cake.
I'm not going to lie. This is hilarious.
And all Americans, they really believe. KFC had this really awesome marketing campaign like the 80s, I think, 80s, 90s. And so like Japanese people really believe that every Christmas, Americans eat KFC. And because Christmas is an American holiday to them, KFC is like sold out weeks in advance before the holidays. Like it's sold out now and they have Christmas cake.
I just got to say, KFC is the most baller fast food chain that I've ever heard of just off of that.
They got a whole corner of this random Asian market. American fried chicken.
Nobody in America wants KFC.
Not on Christmas, at least. That's so funny. Yeah. Anyway, we're doing barbecue this Christmas.
That's badass.
Yeah, because we don't like turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my favorite American food is barbecue. I mean, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Ham is good. Turkey's good. Fine, whatever. Green bean casserole is fine, whatever.
I think you forget how Mexican my family is. I'm literally first generation American, so everything about me is literally English second language.
I got it.
So green beans and casserole don't exist on the menu in my family, in any household. Any household. You know what you get? Tamales, champurrado. Un poco de pollo. You want pozole? You want menudo?
Yeah, there you go.
That's Christmas to us.
Yeah, this year we do ribs every Thanksgiving. Anyway, that's what we've been doing the last few. We had duck one Thanksgiving. Anyway, we won't get into it.
I still think I haven't had duck in my life. Unless
really
I did not know that I had it.
It's just like fatty bird.
Fatty bird.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Anyway, take a break. I think that's really important. Spend time with family. And I more importantly, it's not just being there. This is actually really important. I think this is deeper than people realize. I was talking to Leslie Brathwaite once, and I don't remember how we got into the conversation, but I think the original question was, how do you balance family, life, and work?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're working at such a high level as Leslie, right?
And working from home.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't part of the question, but yeah, family and work.
But I imagine that's a challenge, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And he had a really amazing response. He said, I may not have as much time with my children, but I try to make sure that I spend quality time with my children.
Mm-hmm.
For example, and he specifically said, because of that, like, I'm paying attention. I'm not on my phone. I'm listening to them. I'm staying present with them. Because of that, even though I spend less time with them than my wife does, I know more about them than my wife does. I'll tell my wife about a school project that they're working on, how they're going, and there she'll say, I didn't know that they had that going on. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not, he emphasized quality over quantity in that situation. I don't think that that's 100% correct. I think there's a balance of both.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should, as a dad, I don't think that you should avoid quantity. But that being said, I think you could do both. I don't think it's black and white. I don't think it's right or wrong.
I think that's a solid response, though.
But that's really good.
It really ties into like we were talking about earlier. Like, I finished last week Indistractable, and that's actually one of the talking points in the book.
Yeah, for sure. A lot about how you basically staying present, which is a lot of Buddhism, a lot of current trending psychology right now as well is all about being present. And you know what's so amazing about hanging out with family, especially if you have someone in your family has young children? I mean, we all as adults, no matter how much you hate children, you can't help but seeing them have fun and seeing, like, they're just so present. They're not aware that you have to pay taxes in a few months, you know? Like, they're not aware that bills are coming up.
Yeah.
You know, they're just aware that they're spending time with family, doing things that they love, enjoying their life in the present moment. And I think that's so beautiful. This is a quote that I think I shared a couple episodes ago that I want to share on the public episode. Is the idea, and this is kind of like psychology from Alfred Adler, but combined with some Jordan Peterson sprinkled in, psychology of Jordan Peterson. He said, It's the idea that at first we see children as children. We are optimistic through naivety. We don't know the difficulties of the world. We aren't capable of thinking in the future and being anxious yet. Eventually, as we mature, we naturally, instinctively become more cynical. We are more aware of the suffering that we can feel, of the pain that we can cause, the pain that we can receive. We become more distrusting and more cynical. How do we revert back to optimism and being happy again? Because we can't do it. We can't be naive anymore.
Yeah.
We cannot allow ourselves to be naive, right? So how do we return back? And the word that's used by both Jordan Peterson and Alfred Alder is the word courage. You return back knowing through uncertainty, through discomfort, you return back to optimism through courage, knowing that someone can rip your heart out. Someone can hurt you and be insensitive, but you still choose to seek optimism, to seek a level of comfort, you know. Instead of, I mean, the opposite of that would be to be okay and to recede into the forever, to forever recede into the misery of the comfort zone, right? So it's like, I tweeted that this morning, and follow me on Twitter, I guess. I say mostly dumb things, but I say something smart every once in a while. That's just a thought that I had, like, when I see children and I see them being really optimistic and really happy, really enjoying the moment. And I hope that you see that this Christmas too. Like, take the moment here to stay present, to not worry, just for a week or so, just for a few days, even if you can. Spend time with family. I encourage spending time with young ones, little ones, and to remember that this life is significantly simpler than we make it out to be. And it's difficult because of the complexities that we create in our mind. It's simple. Giving, receiving, gifting, spending time with family, eating dinner. It's simple. And I think it's okay to remind yourself of that by taking a break every once in a while.
Yeah. It's honestly a necessary thing. But that's what I say earlier. It's sometimes it's hard because we put ourselves through the stress of life. And honestly speaking, it's something that we kind of push aside. We say our personal peace might be the danger that we pose to ourselves. But honestly speaking, it's a necessary evil if you want to look at it that way.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what else to say about that topic. I kind of like...
Honestly, it's a very simple topic. It doesn't require an EQ. It doesn't require a compressor. You could saturate it a little bit if you want, but, you know, good luck on that, throwing it into Pro Tools. You know, I've never recorded feelings outside of a really damn good performance.
I think the real takeaway from this episode is that everybody listening to this podcast, it's wintertime. It's getting cold.
Put on a sweater.
And your mother and your aunt and your uncle, your family is worried about you because you're not using enough fucking lotion. You are ashy. You are so ashy. And they're so concerned because they think that you will flake away. And you are just going to disappear from all the ashiness. Use some damn lotion. We're concerned.
There might be a small population of you where your parents are actually more concerned because they don't know where all the lotion and tissues are going. And at that point, you need to work on yourself still.
Hold on. I'm talking about using a humidifier, dog.
I'm just going polar opposite. Hey, we said it's not pronounced yin and yang. We're pronouncing it Lou Moreno. Okay, for every positive, there's a negative.
We're saying that it's 2024. Use a damn humidifier. Get hydrated, boys and girls. Get hydrated. What are you doing with your ashy ass out playing Switch? You don't have time for Animal Crossing. You gotta lotion up first. And you gotta use enough lotion. Don't use that scented shit. Take gloops. We're talking full handfuls of gloops and rub it all over. Get hydrated. Stay healthy.
On a Jim Carrey level.
Yeah, that's really the point of this episode. Is really just trying to get y'all to use some fucking lotion. That's all it is.
And if you think DK is derailed now, you haven't seen nothing yet. Yeah.
Bam, bam. Bubba, baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet. Bam, bam. Okay.
But yeah, honestly, I think we said what we can about honestly just taking a break. Just honestly enjoy yourselves. Like, we really appreciate everybody listening to the podcast and everything, because realistically, this is 3+ years going. We're moving on to our 4th year now, at least since I've been involved, you know, so it's kind of crazy. For the holidays, you guys literally are just making it to where we're making Christmas episodes. This is a crazy point. But I don't know. Honestly speaking, I'm kind of just looking forward to hanging out with cousins, family, and stuff like that, and just taking a little 2-day break, you know? We're doing Christmas.
2 days?
2 days, yeah. Christmas Eve with my family, Christmas Day with Anna's.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, well, on that note, I think this has been a good episode, a good reminder for all you workaholics out there, for everybody trying to pursue something greater. Is that it all comes, the name of the game is sustainability.
Yep.
The way to make it into this music industry is to outlive everyone else. It's not to be a better mixer.
You could also choose to go out on top, but at that point, I'm just glad I knew you.
Yeah, you gotta like wait till people retire or die, and then you get your turn. So like that, you gotta the name of the game is sustainability.
What is it? One of the unspoken rules is to be invisible yet available at all times.
Yeah, so to be invisible and available at all times. Yeah, there you go. There you go. I heard on the news that there's a city down by San Diego that's might be considered a blue zone pretty soon, because
what
everybody
the hell
keeps
is a blue zone.
Blue zone is like areas of the earth that are outliers in health and age. So like they live like on average way longer than everybody else, and like live healthier lives than everybody else.
Now that doesn't mean if you move there you will last longer. It's just people who have been there.
So the number one blue zone in the entire world is where I'm from, Okinawa. That's why I have the potential to be the greatest mixer of all time, because I'm going to outlive every motherfucker. I'm going to be 120 still making dope records.
120? They're going to be like, what's your hearing range? About 500 at 1K.
I got 500 hertz to deal with. Actually, I wouldn't be half mad at that. Anyway, that's a good frequency range.
And suddenly you get your own designer monitor at that age, and they're like, why does this monitor only play back 500 to 1K? Why has it only got a 500 hertz range?
Yeah, dude, I need a bathroom break. Well, the good thing is I'll live that long because I use lotion. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. Happy mixing, my friends, and stay saucy.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.